That was Good English performing Heartbreaker on Kaleidoscope on member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Good English is one of several local bands that's going to be performing at Party Arty. It is a fundraiser being put on by the Dayton Ballet Bar, which is sort of an adjunct group to the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance. They help support the Performing Arts Alliance, which, of course, is the Dayton Philharmonic, the Dayton Ballet, and Dayton Opera. And the event is Thursday, June 26th at Top of the Market. It's a really cool fundraiser that's going to involve local music, both rock bands and some of the classical arts performers. And I sat down last week with Libby Ballingy from the Dayton Ballet Bar, and we met up in Dayton and talked a little bit about this event. So we're going to hear some of that conversation right now. Now, Party Arty is coming up. Tell me, first of all, what is this event?
Well, it used to be a Culture Works event for the past few years, and they allowed the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance to put on this event this year. The Dayton Ballet Bar, which is an ancillary group that supports the Dayton Ballet, is chairing it this year, and we're giving all of our proceeds to the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance K-12 free educational programs in the local schools.
Now, this event is not what you would traditionally expect. It's not, you know, an evening at the ballet or the opera or the Philharmonic. What's it going to be like?
Well, we internally had a little bit of a theme. We were kind of going for a Wonderland effect. So our tagline is Expect the Unexpected. We have the main room. We're going to have bands, Good English, Magic Jackson, Subterranean House Band, all fun party bands. We also have a more relaxed room where we're going to have five different acoustic acts. We have some surprise performances by some really awesome members of the Philharmonic Ballet and Opera. So they'll be doing some cameo. We've also got some live art, a moving sculpture, a belly dancer. So all kinds of little things for everybody.
And so this is really going to be a mix of traditional arts, of rock and roll, of modern art, of, you know, kind of performance art. Why is that important in, you know, supporting our traditional arts, bringing in the kind of modern art?
Well, the audience that traditionally goes to the opera, ballet, and philharmonic is getting older, and we're trying to get a younger audience excited about going to the opera, going to the ballet, going to the Philharmonic, and also promoting why music is important, why education is important for the kids in our schools. Because as funding is cut from the public schools, it's important to keep those programs alive. And so this is kind of a nice mix for somebody who isn't maybe familiar to come in and go to a concert, but then they get a little bit of a taste of why the performing arts and this kind of culture is still important to keep in our, not only in our schools, but in our community.
And we are really lucky in our community to have such strong, you know, performing arts, you know, arts in general, but especially traditional performing arts like the DPAA.
Yeah. There's big city, San Diego, their opera just went out of business. Like, there's huge cities in our country that do not have the performing arts opportunities that we have. I don't know if people know, but the Dayton Ballet is the second oldest dance company in the nation next to the New York City Ballet. So it's not just important from a community standpoint, but just from a historical legacy standpoint. It's great that that's in our community.
Now, you're involved in Dayton Ballet Bar. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about what that organization does and how it kind of interacts with the DPAA.
Well, each of the art forms, the Philharmonic, Opera, and Ballet, they are a combined organization as the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance. The Opera has an ancillary group that does volunteerism fundraising called the Opera Guild. It's been around for 50 years, which is amazing. The Philharmonic has a Dayton Philharmonic Volunteers Association. And so we are the ballet's sort of ancillary group. We do a lot of community building with the dancers. They're young from all over the country. One of the dancers is from Cuba. So we try to help them assimilate into the community. We do fundraising, volunteer, and then also the audience building. So trying to get people to be enthusiastic about coming to the ballet. There's a lot of contemporary stuff they do. It's not just the Nutcracker. So we try to get people educated and excited about going. And so that's our role. And this is our fundraising event. The opera, for instance, has an opera ball. And so they all have their own. We all have our own fundraising events. And so ours is kind of geared for a younger audience. And we hope everyone has a great time.
If people want to get involved in the Ballet Bar, even in addition to coming to Party Artie, how would they do that?
Well, you can come to actually our Facebook page. If you just look up the Dayton Ballet Bar on Facebook, you should be able to find us and like us. We also have an email address, daytonballetbar@gmail.com. That's the best way of getting a hold of us. And we have monthly meetings the second Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock, generally either at the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance offices, or we kind of rotate around a little bit. But definitely if you shoot us an email or like us and send us a message, we would be happy to have you as part of our group.
And is there anything else you want people to know before they come out and party and support the arts?
Well, definitely be ready to dance and have a lot of fun, because if you've never heard Magic Jackson, for instance, it's very funky. Subterranean House Band is one of my absolute favorites. They're going to close out the night. So, and definitely Good English is going to get it going. So definitely be ready for some drinking, some eating, and just generally just letting loose. And we're really excited to be giving these funds back to the education programs. You can check out some at the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance website. Cue the Music. I love that program. They give free string instruments to third grade students at Ruskin. They give them lessons all year, and it's just amazing to see like the concerts that these kids put on and the opportunities that they have that they wouldn't have had otherwise. So it's a great cause, and we're really excited for everyone to party with us.
Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Juliet.
That was my chat with Libby Ballingy from the Dayton Ballet Bar. We were talking about Party Artie. That's happening Thursday, June 26th at Top of the Market in downtown Dayton. We've got more details up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Right now we're going to hear from another one of the bands that's going to be performing at that event. Here's Magic Jackson from Venus in Transit.